It's a sunny day in Boulder, and I'm meeting with Lori Hopkins at a coffee shop on the Pearl Street Mall. Hopkins has lived in Boulder for 25 years. She raised her kids here, went to CU Boulder, and for 7 years she lived on the streets of Boulder. After losing her parents, Hopkins went to live in California for a while. But when she couldn't afford rent anymore, she decided to move back to Boulder, and she became homeless once she got here.
At first being homeless, it was like, ooh, I'm so, like, irresponsible. This is fun. And it became not fun. It's a lot of work. It's exhausting. It's humiliating. It's embarrassing. It's degrading. You're never welcome anywhere, and you're always breaking the law.
Now, Hopkins is living in a supportive housing program in Louisville, but it's only temporary, and she would like to get back to Boulder. But she recognizes that might not be so easy.
I'm a little nervous. I mean, because I really want to live in Boulder. I mean, I can only hope for the best. I can't. And I get it. There's not a lot of land. There's not a lot of options. And they can have pick of the litter here. I mean, they can't. Everyone wants to live here.
But in addition to limited housing options, there are other challenges to finding housing while you're homeless. Mike Comner is an advocate for the homeless community. While he is now housed, he was homeless for 5 years in Boulder. He says he could have gotten out of homelessness 2 years into his time, but barriers kept that from happening.
People don't realize the amount of hills you must climb to get out of homelessness. It's not just the hills and the hoops and everything. It's the little bit of luck that you need to get out of homelessness. In my second year of homelessness, I was lucky enough. There is a lottery that goes on. And if you are able to win that not only gives you a housing voucher, but it ties it to a property. So you're actually able to get in. And you have only 12 days from the day they actually stamp it and mail it to receive it and get back to them to fill out the paperwork. Well, you don't usually, as a homeless person, have a mailing address. So the first time it didn't happen, and the second time it didn't happen. So you can understand the frustration, not only that I felt, but many other people do. And this is a regular occurrence. It's not a one-off type thing.
But it's not just finding housing. Homner and Hopkins both see ways the city could support the homeless community in Boulder before they get to the point of housing. Homner says that the city has talked about different solutions, but by sticking with the camping ban, they're doing more harm than good.
There's been a lot of talk, but what they've done is stuck with enforcement. Enforcement has been their backbone, and we've proven and we've seen, and study after study have shown, that enforcement doesn't do anything to fix the problem. Enforcement, all it does is spend ungodly amounts of money on no solution and tries to push the problem down the road to some other city.
In addition, Hopkins says the city needs to reach out and include more voices from the homeless community in the conversation.
I don't think they're in search of a community liaison or a street person to find the answers in which they seek. I think they do the best with maybe the knowledge they have, which has to be limited if they haven't been there and done that and if they haven't gone through it. Because you have to have someone who's gone through, like, the jail and the arresting and being outside and being frowned upon and being judged and getting ticket after ticket and going to jail after jail and, like, trying to get housing off the streets and trying to stay. You have to have somebody to do that. And so I don't feel like the doors are open as to go in or that we even know if there's something happening.
While both Homner and Hopkins think the city could be doing more to reach out to the homeless community, they say on the whole, the community of Boulder has been good to them.
I really wish that our community would get together because I think there's good in this community. I really do. I've seen it. I've seen people reach out and do good things for homeless people, actually take them under their wings, help them out to get back into society, to break down those barriers that they need. You know, to get where they need to be, to become who they really are.
This community, whether you're in your apartment looking down on me, they've been good to me. They have helped me. Like, I'm sure they judge, but they've given to me. They've helped me. They've fed me. They've clothed me. They gave me shelter. So as much as they think they don't want to see me when they've seen me, they've been good to me.
So, with an engaged community, but also limited resources, a camping ban, and soaring housing prices, how should the city and community of Boulder best support members of the community who are homeless? That seems to be a question everyone will continue to wrestle with. For KGNU, I'm Julia Caulfield.